Hi developers, I'm Hossein Abdullahi, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to create, test, and publish NuGet packages. Those NuGet packages could add files, folders, DLLs, or even reference other NuGet packages to be added to our Visual Studio projects. So that looks like this one here. I have a console application, and here I can go to manage NuGet packages to get this this window here. Here where I can look for NuGet packages. So if I go search for plugin.youtube NuGet package, for example, I hit install, hit OK. Then you will see that this package will add some features to our project here. So this project did added some NuGet packages references to our project. So here you see it adds a reference to newtonsoft.json that will add JSON convert functionality, and also adds reference to HTTP client libraries. It also added some folders with some files. So here it added this this class for me, and also this one. And those classes were installed or are added inside some folders, models, and view models, for example. So the goal of this video is to learn how to make some plugins that do almost the same as this plugin. So to get started, I'll go and create a new project. I'll choose, for example, console application. Of course, you can choose whatever application you want. So let's call it NuGet demo. And here inside this application, I'll go and create some files to be included. So let's say, for example, I'll add a new class. Let's call it my class. For example, my class have some methods. So let's say it have a method that returns a task, and this method is async because we'll be using HTTP client. So let's call it download async. This method will have a call to the HTTP client library. Let's create an instance, again, new HTTP client library. Then we'll do some sample call to get string async, for example. Make it await. So now let's say I want to create a NuGet package that when installed will add this class to my new project, and also will add a reference to the NuGet package which is here the HTTP client libraries. Here the HTTP client library comes by default with console applications, but not for other project types. So to get started, first of all, we go to the NuGet.org website. Here in the homepage, we'll get this link to download the latest NuGet.exe. So click that. That will go and download the NuGet.exe for me. After completed downloading, I'll go to my Visual Studio project. Here I'll go to navigate to the folder where I have the my project, and here I go and drop the NuGet.exe to that folder. I should copy it right here, and here of course I make sure that its name is NuGet.exe. After that, I'll go to my CMD, launch the command prompt, navigate to where this folder is. So Control L, Control C to get the path of this folder. Now let's go to that folder, CD control. Now I'm inside that folder. The first thing to start with when creating NuGet packages is to create the new spec file. We can do that by running this command, NuGet spec. Here it says it have created a package.nuspec for us, and this is the package.nuspec file. And this is, if I open this file in Visual Studio, this is going to be the file that will contain information about what files, what DLLs, what NuGet packages to be included in the targeted project. So when the user installs our NuGet package, which files and DLLs will be included with that package. So this is the generated NuSpec file. Here it has some information to be changed. So for example, we need to change the license URL. I have a sample NuGet NuSpec file from which I will grab the license URL. We need to change the license URL else whether after this step when we try to generate the package. If we put the default URL, which is not a valid URL, then the generation will fail. Also, I should include an icon URL. Try this one, for example. Here it is. Also, maybe I should, it's better to change this name to be, for example, my package. And change also the default description to say my package. Of course, you need to choose some better description than these ones. Let's add my package to the tags. And here in the dependencies, we'll have all the dependency to other NuGet packages. So for example, my class, the class that I want to add in this NuGet package, depends from the HTTP client, which is inside the HTTP client libraries. So I need to add a reference to the HTTP client libraries. So the way to do that is by changing the ID here. Instead of a sample dependency, I'll go and look for the HTTP client library, which is in this URL and nuget.org packages/microsoft.net.http. And here I'll go and grab the ID of that package. Paste it here. And also I need to specify a version. So I'll go here, I find all the versions, the history versions of this package. I'm going to grab the latest version, which is 2.2.29. Of course, you can add some other packages. So let's say here, for example, I want to add another package. Let's say I want to add newtonsoft.json. This way. NewtonSoft.json uses the latest version 8.0.3. So now by doing this, we have added references to other NuGet packages. So whenever the user installs our package, it will also install all the dependencies of that package, which are here in our case, Microsoft.net.http and NewtonSoft.json. In addition to referencing other NuGet packages, we can also add files. So here the file I want to add is the myclass.cs file. The way to do a file is to go to the before closing the package closing element, and here add another element, let's call it files. Inside the files element will include our files. So we'll include the file here. Each file have two attributes. The first one is the source, src, then the target. The source attribute is the place where your class is in, so the path to your file you want to include. For us, it's the path to my class. So let's see where my class is inside. So let's go to navigate again to this folder, open folder and file explorer. So my class is here inside this folder. And the path to my class should be the path from where I have the nuget.exe file. So it should start from this path. So it should be nuget demo, for my case here, nuget demo, my class, okay? So I'll copy this one and paste it here. And as we have said, so it should start from nuget demo slash my class dot cs. That's the name of this class that I want to include in my nuget package. And then the second attribute is the target where I want to install this this class, or where I want to add this file. So as my class.cs is a file, then I should tell that it's a file by specifying content. If I want to add here a library, a DLL, instead of a file, then here I should tell that it's a lib, for saying it's a library. For this demo, I'll include a class. For that, I should specify that it's a content. After specifying the key content keyword, we should specify the location where this class will be added in my project. So I'll keep it simple. This way it will add my class.cs file to the root project of my project, like this one here. If I want to add my class to a new folder, so I can do that by adding my folder, for example. So this way it will create my folder, then it will add my class.cs inside that folder. So here you can specify the hierarchy of your files to be added. Also, you can change the name of your class. Instead of saying my class, I can say my class1.cs. And of course, we can add many files as we want. So now that we have created and set the new spec file, now we need to create the NuGet package using this new spec file. For that, I'll go to my NuGet demo here, where I have the nuget.exe and where also I have the new spec file. I come back to the here to the CMD, and now I of course after navigating to the folder where I have these nuget.exe and package.nuspec file, now I'll go and create the NuGet package. And this is the most important part of this demo, is to create the NuGet package from the NuSpec. The way to do that is by running the command NuGet pack, then specifying the name of our NuSpec file, which is in my case here package.nuspec. So the creation was successful, and here you see that it created the my package 100.new package, which is the package that could be published to nuget.org. But before publishing the package, it's good, and it's a good practice to test this package. Maybe it's not working properly, and the way to test that package is to test it or to install it inside one of your projects. For that, I'll go and create a new project. Let's call it console app test, for example. So the way to install this that NuGet package to our solution is to go to your project. So here in my case, I have created console app, but you can of course choose whatever other project you are targeting. So I'll go to manage NuGet packages, click browse. But here, of course, our package is not yet published, so I don't see it here inside this list of published projects because it's not yet published. For this case, Visual Studio provides a solution to test NuGet packages even before publishing them. The way to do that is to go to Tools, hit Options, and here you see here that we have some sources from where Visual Studio gets the NuGet packages. So here it gets the NuGet packages, published on NuGet.org. And here we'll add some another source to get the packages. So I'll go here to this plus icon here, and I'll add a new source to get NuGet packages from. So I'll call it my package source, for example. And specifying the source here, I can specify an online source or I can specify a folder in my computer. Here I go and specify a folder in my computer. I can go and tell that the folder is the folder where I have the NuGet package here. So to keep it simple, so I'll go and grab this location here and paste it for my package sources here. So here now it's telling that I will have this my package source that will get will read all the NuGet packages inside this location. So let's hit OK and OK again. So this way Visual Studio added that location. Here if I go now to my box here, I can see that here Visual Studio added my package source, which is the source where I have that I have added and which contain my package, the version 1.0, the package that I have created. So now I can go and hit install to install that package inside my console application. So you see here it's installing the Newtonsoft.json and Microsoft.net.http client libraries, which are the files or the NuGet packages that we have specified in the NuSpec file. Now, if I go to the project, now you see that it have added the references to these HTTP client libraries and Newtonsoft.json, and also added the my class, which have the same implementation as we have specified in our NuGet package. So here it added that my class, call it my class 1, inside the my folder folder at the root of our project. So now we are sure almost that our NuGet package is ready and is working properly, and so it's ready to be published. So let's go and publish it on NuGet.org. So here I should go to NuGet.org and create an account and sign in if I don't have one already. Then go to upload package. Upload package will display this page where here you choose, you go to choose file. You go to where you have your NuGet package, open that package, then hit upload so that your package will be published within seconds. Of course here this error is telling me that the package ID, my package, is not available. Why is that? That's because every package should have a unique ID. So and my package, this ID was I think it was taken by some other user. Some other things to take into consideration when building NuGet packages. Here I'll display again my NoSpec file. So here, for example, I have added a file which is a class file. But sometimes you want to add XAML files, and XAML files comes with code behind. So those are two files that are linked together, and Visual Studio do that for us. But here, if we want to add a XAML file, that means we'll add the XAML file and the XAML.cs file. Each one will be considered as a separate file. And that means that when adding that file to the project, at the time we install the NuGet package, Visual Studio will not recognize that those are linked files. So you can link them by using PowerShell scripts. So I hope this demo was helpful, and thank you.